Here's your morning news. Some residents will only need one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine with the arrival of a third vaccine option in American Samoa. They are getting the new Janssen vaccine, also known as the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is a one-shot treatment unlike the Pfizer and Moderna products, which require two doses. The territory received its first shipment of Janssen vaccines, 600 of them, last Saturday. Janssen will be offered to those who find it difficult to come in for the second shot, like 18 to 25-year-olds, bedridden people, or those who will be traveling. The COVID-19 task force is looking at using these doses for those traveling on repatriation flights or for individuals who have difficulty returning or acquiring the second shots of Pfizer and Moderna. As of March 30th, 53.8% of the eligible population has received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, while 41.7% have completed two shots. Department of Health data shows that 53.5% of the 41 to 50 age group, 54.9% of the 51 to 60 age group, and 58% of the 61 and older age group are now fully vaccinated with two shots. That's a lot of numbers. Remember, you can always see these details on Talanay.com. In its latest press release, the task force said this is very positive news for the territory's vaccination efforts because the risk for severe illness with COVID-19 increases with age, with older adults at highest risk. In other news, the task force has decided to charge $150 for every COVID-19 test it administers to non-U.S. citizens and nationals at the seaport. The move is an effort to cover costs for testing as well as services provided at the seaport and follows a recommendation by the Department of Health. The Territorial Bank of American Samoa has a new chief financial officer. She is Mrs. Danielle King. Danielle was the CFO of Blue Sky until last week. She worked for 8 years as the head of finance at the private phone company, and before that, Mrs. King was controller and financial strategist at the American Samoa Power Authority. She has a 27-year career in financial management and accounting. TBAS CEO Dave Buehler announced her appointment to the staff this week. Mrs. King, a graduate of Fasau High School, has a master's degree in business administration and a bachelor's degree with emphasis on accounting and finance. Another recent hire at the government-owned bank is Ethan Lake, formerly of the Department of Homeland Security, who is now chief credit officer. Bishop Peter Brown said in his Easter message for the people of American Samoa, "Our Christian faith is a great gift. It gives us many opportunities throughout the year to remember and to celebrate." He says, "To remember is to be transformed." And this is especially true for this Lenten and Easter season. The Catholic Church leader said, "The spiritual journey we experience as we approach Easter is filled with memories that prepare us for the most important foundation of our faith, that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead for us. We are people of the resurrection." Bishop Brown quotes the words of the risen Jesus to his followers as told in the Good Book. "Go to Galilee. I will join you there." From there, with Jesus, they are commanded to take the good news to the world. Because of this presence of the Spirit of Jesus with us and the command to proclaim the gospel, we continue to experience the joy of Easter in 2021. Bishop Brown urges brothers and sisters, "Let us continue to proclaim the good news today. Our world, filled with pain and suffering due to the selfishness of humanity, needs Christ more than ever." He concluded his message with Easter blessings for Governor Leimanu, Lieutenant Governor Talauanga and their wives, and all of the families of American Samoa. "May your home be filled with peace, love, and happiness. May your family reflect the truth and joy of the risen Lord, for to remember is to be transformed into his likeness." And finally in the news this morning, the month of March is always filled with awareness activities, and among them is an important initiative to promote music education for students. March was Music in Our Schools Month, which put the spotlight on music as a tool for education and promoting students' self-expression and musical talents. The Department of Education Music Department, headed by John Mailo, held a first-of-its-kind songwriting contest for grades 6 through 8 to end the month-long celebration. It was held last Friday at Matafao Elementary and was a huge success, according to those fortunate enough to be in the audience. Original songs from elementary schools across Tutuila were presented. The three-member judge panel had the unenvious task of picking the winners. For the group category, the top performers are Matafao Elementary Elementary in third place, Tafuna Elementary in second place, and winning first place is Matafao Elementary. For the overall standings, it's Silianga Elementary in third place, Tafuna Elementary in second place, and again Matafao Elementary winning first place. And in the solo division, in third place, Fangali'i Elementary, second place, Lupilele Elementary, and again in first place, Matafao Elementary. From all of us here at KHJ News, congratulations to the winners and performers. Keep it up. When you make music from the heart, everybody wins. For details on these and other stories, plus a look at our podcasts in English and Samoan, and to sign up for our daily Talane newsletter, go to talane.com. That's your morning news. Have a great day. I'm Joey Cummings.